Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Julie Curtez.
In April 2010.
Where the theme was home.
I was 10 years old when the war caught up with me. It was in Hungary in 1944. When one morning, my mother woke me up, Julie, in 1 hour we will go. Please, dress up fast, and here is a luggage. Put everything you need inside it, fast. Because in 1 hour we have to be at the station. And go in, where, Mama? To Budapest. You know, your father is there. I liked a lot to go away. I went one more time in Budapest and loved a lot, but I didn't understand why so fast. Okay, but I want to tell to my friend, my cousin, my classmate, Judith, lived across near as in on the street, it is no time. Here, prepare fast, and I do my own luggage. Okay. You know, even now it doesn't take me so long to make a luggage. I just put there everything, and I put my games, my books, and a few clothes, and then of course my big doll with whom I slept every night. But I couldn't close it anymore. So I asked my mom, please come help me to close the suitcase. And my mother looked and told me, what did you put it here? Your big doll? No way you can take that now with you. And all your games, you have to put clothes inside. That is what is important. I was really angry. And all the way until the evening on the train, I was still angry. Until we arrived at Budapest on the station. And there, my mother held my hand and told me, do not open your mouth for anything. You understand? It is important. And I understood how important it was only by her hand, holding very strong my hand. Yes, it was important. We went outside in the dark. Because of the bombardment, there were no lights. They were dogs barking and SS soldiers waiting on the quay, to looking, asking for everyone papers. When my mother was asked, as we went down the stairs of the train, "Where are your papers?" My mother told, "I don't have them. My husband has them. He will come. He is here. He came to took us. How come you don't have your papers?" "No, in our family," told mother, "it is the man who has the papers. And my husband is here to pick us up." But my father didn't come. And my mother was holding my hand very strong. I felt more and more afraid. The first time in my life, my mother showed me her fear. Until then, they put around me a big circle of safety, warm home. And I didn't feel fear. That was the longest half hour in my life. Perhaps it was more or less. I have seen far away some of the people taken by soldiers. The people, they had bad papers and they didn't let them out of the station. And we were staying there near the entrance of the trains without moving. And from time to time a soldier came to us, or an officer, and asked, "Where are your papers? Where is your husband?" "He is here, but he didn't come." Finally, after half an hour, my father succeeded to come in. "Here are the papers, here are the papers." He showed the papers and they let us out. As soon as we were out, I asked my father, "What happened?" I was not allowed to go inside. They were all soldiers circling the station. "So why, what happens?" "Shh, not now, later." We took a taxi, went to a friend's house, and next day they told me, "From now on, these will be our papers, and your name will be not Julie Curtis. We will have some other names, all of us, some other people names." "Why?" "You know, there are new laws against the Jews." "But I am not Jew, we are Christian, Protestants." "Yes, but the new laws tell that if you have only one parent, one grandparent Jew, you are considered a Jew. So, and you know your grandmother?" "Yes, I knew. And even my cousin was the only one in our school who went to the rabbin to learn religion. All of us were Catholics or Reformats, Protestants. So, for 1 year, I lost my home. And then was the first time I understood what it means, home, when I lost it. And for 1 year, we went from one place to other, hiding. Even with these papers, we didn't want anyone to find. And first, we went over to hide from the Nazis. And later, when the Russians came in, we had to hide from them, because the soldiers wanted women. And my mother was a young woman at that time. Finally, a year later, I succeeded with my parents to go home. The same apartment which we left, rented apartment, but it was still waiting for us. And I found my room, and I found my small furniture which was in my room, the same, and I found my doll. But what I didn't find It was my cousin and my grandparents. They were no more there. So it didn't feel so much like home anymore. And plus, I began to play with my neighbor child who was the same age as me. And the first time we quarreled, she told me, "My parents told me that you shouldn't have come back." And then I really didn't feel anymore home. Now, I have been in many places from that time, but last year I arrived in London. And I found the London people who accepted me and a beautiful apartment where I see the sun rising in the morning and you. And I feel home.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.